necessary, part of the position, just even play to play, being able to get whatever happened?
I mean, you have to. I mean, this league, you got great quarterbacks. Every team has a great quarterback, and everybody has a great receiver. So if you sit down there and try to dwell on every play that doesn't go your way, you're not going to be in this league long. At least you're not going to be playing long. So you go in, you try to make the plays that you're supposed to make, and you play within the defense.
How's camp been so far?
It's been pretty good. You know, you got your up plays, your down plays, but overall, you come out here and you try to compete, and you know, you let the coaches decide everything else.
A lot of new guys in the second half. How do you feel like it's coming together after the first two drives?
I think it's coming together pretty good. You know, if you look at everything and everything we're putting in, you know you're going to have a gelling period. But overall, I think everybody's, you know, grasping what they're supposed to do, where they're supposed to be, and, you know, they're going with that.
We talked about Capers, but what's been your first impressions of the first week of Belichick?
It's no secret. You know what you're going to get. And he's straightforward, and he pulls no punches. And as a veteran player, that's all you want. You know what I mean? He's straight up with you. You know, he tells you what he wants, and you either get it done or you don't. You know, if you don't, you won't be here long.
Any surprises from what you'd heard about him compared to what you've actually seen in person now?
Not really. Like I said, he's straight up and down. He tells you what he wants, and, you know, you get it done.
What did this defense do this year?
I really don't know about last year. You know, I mean, I wasn't here. All I know is I got to come out here and I got to take care of my side of the field. You know, whatever I can do to help the defense, you know, from last year, the people that's here, that's what I want to do. But my biggest concern is learning the scheme and trying to fit in.
You pretty confident about your chances here?
No. I mean, like I say, I'm not trying to, you know, be funny at everything, but I approach everything the same way. You know what I mean? Until you're out there on that field on Sundays, nothing's a given. And I come out here and I compete hard every day. And like I said, I let the coaches decide, you know, what they're going to decide.
Do you have a little bit of comfort over on either side, or do you feel comfortable on either side of the field? Putting this on the left, right?
I played mostly on the left, but since I've been here, I've played both, you know, in the spring and during camp, I played left and right. So I'm getting a feel for both of them. I know around here you have to do more than one job if you plan on being around here. So, you know, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Fernando, how would you feel about having to wear the headset in your helmet if it came down to that?
It's not something I particularly want to do. I'm not a signal caller. You know, I mean, corners most of the time are locked in. So I think that would take a little, you know, something away from my game as far as just being focused on one side of the field, one wide receiver on that play. So me personally, I wouldn't want to do it.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're a defensive player. You hit somebody, you hit them hard. Would the thing even stay in your helmet, or, you know?
It's going to be something they're going to have to look into. You know what I mean? Quarterbacks, you know, they don't get hit too often. You know what I mean? They might get slung to the ground, but never across the head unless it's a penalty. So they're going to have to look into that, because linebackers and safeties come up there pretty hard, and you could draw some things. You could have some problems with that in the beginning. So I think that's something they're going to figure out.
Today, Belichick mentioned that you've got your hands on the ball quite a few times in practice, and I was curious if you've always felt like that was a strength of yours, just get, you know, your hands on the ball, or is that...
Overall, I think so. I think most of the time I'm in the right position as far as the scheme and what they're asking me to do, and when I do have a shot, I don't guess a lot. You know, I mean, I try to play within the scheme, and when I do have a shot to make a pick or make a play on the ball, that's what I try to do. So throughout my career, that's one thing I've been consistent doing. Not a lot of picks, but I've always been in position to make the play on the ball.
Do you have a lot of pass defended? Because that's interesting. Because when he said that was the thing I thought about. Your pick numbers aren't that high.
I'm close to 100. You know what I mean? In 9 years, so I guess, you know, I'm averaging a little bit over 12 a year almost. You know, for the years I've played. So I mean, I'm around the ball and everything. So I try not to give up the deep ball and try to be consistent.
And the other question was Capers, just being reunited with him. I'm curious if you've noticed any difference from him from when you were with him in Jacksonville.
I just see him a lot more. You know, when he was a coordinator, he would come in and set up the defense, and he let his position coaches coach. You know, I'm here. He's still detailed. You know, he's still direct. And but the biggest thing is, you know what you're going to get with him, man. That hadn't changed.